Welcome to New Everyday, episode 160, and we are back. Lawrence and I are together after many weeks of us at random times being on vacation, but that's okay. We've got a wonderful core faith message for you today about salvation and the fact that our sins are paid in full once and for all. Stick around.
This is New Everyday with Jeff Weston and Lawrence Cruz.
Welcome to New Everyday. So excited to be back together.
Yeah.
It's been like a month.
Hi, I'm Lawrence. Nice to meet you.
I'm Jeff. So in case you're just tuning in, you're going, what do you mean? It's been like a month. So for 2 weeks, you were on vacation.
Yes.
Then 2 weeks, I was on vacation because it's summertime. So, you know, we're going to take some vacation, have some time to rest. And
life is good.
It's very good.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very good.
And hot.
It's hot. It is hot in here.
It's like, been a heat wave.
Oh, my goodness. It's been like a drought in our area for almost a month. I mean, there's a little bit of rain here and there, but my yard looks like a wheat field.
Well,
everything's
almost
yellow.
Like people in KVVB land.
Yeah. Television in the high desert.
Hey, you in the high desert. We're feeling some desert-like temperatures, and we're not kidding.
Oh,
which
goodness.
Is very unusual to be sustained this long.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, it's a hot one.
And anyway. Anyway, well, there you go. I'm not a meteorologist, but it is hot.
It is. We are so glad that you're here with us. If you're just tuning in, you've missed some past episodes. By the way, the last 2 weeks... Phenomenal.
Oh, man of God, this guy, Lino.
Yeah, Lino was on. Yeah. You want to check out those episodes talking about the provision of God, the calling of God. He came from India and that whole story that he's been through in his life. That hospital scene, I was like when he was younger, I was like, oh my God, I have no clue. No clue.
Yeah.
Anyway, you want to check out past episodes. You can catch it on demand on our website, neweveryday.tv. You can catch us on Facebook, Roku, Kodi, Plex. Basically any on-demand player, YouTube, you name it, we're there. You can even catch us as a podcast on Google Play Music.
I think we're on some Old Testament tablets too, aren't we?
I think so.
Maybe not. But that's a lot of ways you can access this show.
That's true. And we mentioned KVBB. If you're ever visiting Southern California, or maybe you're in Southern California, how you doing? You can catch us on KVBB TV's Television for the High Desert. We are everywhere. And we're even on that little thing called the internet.
The internet, that small little interweb thing?
That's right. It's a little box I keep in the back of my garage. Okay, so enough banter, enough having fun. Let's hop right into it. So today our key scripture is in Hebrews.
Oh yeah, Hebrews chapter 10.
Yeah, oh, that's really a good one.
It's the whole chapter. It happens to be a favorite chapter of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, it's rich with a lot of truth in there.
I love the whole book of Hebrews.
Yeah.
It's a great book. Very, very encouraging, especially when you get into the chapter on faith. Like, oh.
Yeah, which is the very next chapter.
Exactly.
Right? The Hall of Faith, as they say in Hebrews chapter 11. But Hebrews 10, I remember as a young man, just seeing actually the caption in my Bible. And so it wasn't actually the Bible, it's like the Holy Writ itself, you know, it was the added.
Yeah.
It's Christ's sacrifice once for all, was these big bold letters. And I'm like, what is that?
Once for all.
And that's pretty much where we're going today.
Right. Wow. That's a huge statement.
Yeah.
Like if you were to walk down to somebody on the street and say, what does once for all mean? Chances are you're going to get somebody going, I'm pretty sure that's a boy band. No, it's not. But I mean, the concept of once for all is infinite. It's eternal.
Yeah.
It is never ending. It is once for all time.
And it's
for
this.
Everything.
Too good to be true. Come on, Weston, what are you telling me, right?
Absolutely.
This is what I think a lot of people, especially in our culture, is like, yeah, once for all, what is this? Like the latest late night, you know, gimmick that someone's trying to sell us.
Don't
right?
delay, act now.
And for the low price of just $19.99.
Just once for all.
Not. We're talking about something that's absolutely genuine. And what is it? It's our salvation. It's the payment of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to the payment of his blood for our sin. The payment is once and for all, and it takes care of absolutely everything.
Now, the whole idea of the payment for our sin, as a Christian, you hear about the whole, you know, Christ paid for our sin. You really need to understand what that means. Like, you know, last week you were talking with Lino, and he was talking about how he had to make a payment for his schooling, or else he going to be able to finish his I think it was his master's?
Yeah, that's right. Because I remember he kind of jumped right from one degree to the other. It's like, well, that may be another show, but like what? It's like, how much schooling did you do?
Exactly.
That's right. He was at the end of his fifth year, he said, completing his master's of theology.
Yeah. And so, you know, they came to him and said, hey, you need to pay your bill. And he's trying to live by faith. And the next day he's called in and handed his receipt. Yeah. Somebody paid his bill.
Paid in full.
Full. That's right. And if it wasn't for that payment, would he have been able to graduate? Would he have had his master's? Maybe not. We don't know, but God provided. And so when you think about the concept of Christ paid for our sins, we're told in the Bible, the wages of sin is death. We've all sinned. We've all messed up. We all deserve to die. Mm. End of story. Mm. But that payment has been made. And when you think about the fact that I deserve to die for the wrongs I've done, might be a minimal wrong, might be a major wrong.
Did you want me to answer that, Jeff?
No, no, please, let's not hash that. But the fact is, Christ made that payment for you once for all. It's done. You are free from the punishment of death for your sin.
So
that's huge.
It's huge. And I know myself, maybe you relate to me, but there's been battle after battle in my mind, my own thinking, the devil pouncing on me to make me think that maybe that sin I did yesterday was enough to have God say, well, what are you doing? And maybe, I know he's got this giant eraser from heaven and he's erasing my name out of the Lamb's Book of Life. Like, how ridiculous.
I know that all too well.
But you know what? I actually lived my life in the past thinking that maybe that's what was going down, right?
Yes. And that's the mentality of performance-based salvation.
Oh.
Like, there's a series of shows right there. You don't want to get caught in that trap of performance-based salvation because that's not what it's about.
Well, it's our human tendency, isn't it, to take what God has done for us and then need to quantify it.
Yes.
It's another word, make a religion out of it, right? Say, if you did this and you did this and then make sure you did that and you, well, then somehow you're in. And
it's not what it's about.
It isn't at all what it's about. And again, I used to think that it was. Even as a young Christian man, I believe I was born again. Mm-hmm. I did love the Lord, and I do love him still. But, you know, and so I was still his child, but there was this part of my mind that was almost leaning towards thinking the reason why I was his child is because, you know, after all, Jeff, like, I was doing a good job. Like, this was my mentality. Mm-hmm. And, God in his grace kept me as his son, as his child, but he allowed me to learn a lesson that it had nothing to do with how many chapters I was reading per night or how many hours or minutes I was praying in a day. And I thought that was making me so good a Christian. And I mean, it's good to do those things, but he allowed me to realize that it had nothing to do with, I think you said, my performance.
That's right.
And it had everything to do with his grace extended to me through his death on the cross.
Mm-hmm. Now, we got to go into a break, but before we do that,
already?
Why don't we hop? I know, time's flying. But let's hop into that scripture and hear it before we head to the break so that we can kind of just take a moment to think about it. Okay.
Well, so in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 10, the Bible says, for God's will for us was to be made holy by the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all time. Like, that's it. Like, you know what? In every version I read, I can't find your name there, Jeff.
You know, and I've looked for mine.
Right. Maybe I should look for Leno's. I mean, he's quite a man of God, right?
Right, exactly.
Okay, no, forget. Even his name isn't there. But God's will was for you and I to be made holy, not by anything we could do, but by the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ and nothing else. And that would be once for all time. Like Leno went to that office thinking that he was going to have to pay some bill. Mm-hmm. And instead of a, here's your bill to pay, they gave him a receipt that said this, paid in full.
So good.
No balance owing. Nothing more to pay because everything of his theological education was paid in full. Go ahead, write the exam.
So good.
This is what Christ has done for me. And it just softens me. Praise God. He's done it for you.
Yes.
He's done it for us. And friends, he's done it for every one of you who are watching, who are listening. Your sins have been paid for once and for all through the shed blood of Jesus Christ.
So, so good. So rich. And the one thing, oddly, for me that stood out when you read that is it was God's will. It means it was a plan. It was a purpose. It was intentional. God's intended plan was to cover our sins through Christ's blood.
It's his will. It's his desire. It's his good pleasure. It's what he longs to do for every one of you. Every one of you who's watching. It's God's will for you to be made perfectly holy through the sacrifice of his son. What a message.
Oh man, I'm ready to go. Let's all right. We gotta take a quick break, but then we're just gonna talk about this some more and really get into the meat and potatoes of it. Don't go anywhere.
Stick around for more from New Every Day.
For a limited time, get your hands on limited edition shirts from the Category 5 TV network. These high-quality shirts are manufactured by Teespring, a fundraising website, and your purchase will help support the shows we produce. Get yours today and send us your pictures to be featured on the corresponding show. Visit cat5.tv/shirts to support us and get your official network shirt today. cat5.tv/shirts.
Well, we're back, friends, to New Every Day. Thanks for joining us. If you are just joining us now, we are talking about Hebrews chapter 10, which can be summarized like my Bible did in one of the headings there. It says, Christ's sacrifice once for all. I'll tell you what, it makes me laugh with joy, Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
Our sins are gone, man. They are never again to be held against us because what Jesus did was enough. On the authority of who he is and what he did, we can have hope. We can know the joy of having all our sins forgiven.
It's so true. It's just simply a matter of recognizing it, accepting it.
Trusting in him.
Yes,
receiving
absolutely.
It.
It's funny. I mean, as we were talking just in the break, I was reminded of somebody that I went to youth group with. And, I would remember every Friday night, we'd have, our fun worship and games and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But then every Friday, she'd be up at the front. Oh, God, I'm so sorry. Forgive me for my sins. Please come into my heart. And every week was a forgiveness and salvation request on her part.
Oh.
And I watched this go on for 4 years.
Yeah.
And at the time, just something wasn't clicking. I'm like, that doesn't seem right. But, I mean, you're reading this and I'm going, it was once for all. And if I could go back in time, 20 years ago and say to her, it's done. Like, once, that's all you need. Your sins in the past, the present, the future, they're gone. You just need to accept it. I would love to be able to go back in time because I think she missed out on a huge key element of her spiritual walk and being able to live in the freedom of knowing her sins are gone. It's done.
Yeah. I'm listening to you. Like, thankful that our sins are gone. And yet, you know what, Jeff? I relate.
Sure.
To that girl or whoever it is you're talking about, because there was a time when I felt like I just had to go back and call out to God and hope that He would forgive me. Mm-hmm. And make no mistake about it. Friends, if you're here listening, and whatever media, if you're listening, watching us right now, and you're wondering, oh, I need to go back to God, then run towards Him. Do whatever you got to do. Call on His name, right? Reach out. And even if it's the 100th time, it's okay. Like, it's not like, oh, all of a sudden we've arrived and we don't need God. That's not what we're saying.
No, definitely not.
But in my younger days, I was thinking that, oh, I'd been forgiven in a church service and God did clean me up. And somehow when I would leave, maybe I'd have a bad, no, definitely I would have a bad thought and I would act on it and I would do something wrong. I would sin against the Lord. And I had this idea that, oh no, like I'd said in a previous episode, I think God is going to throw me out of His kingdom. And I was worrying that He was going to cast me aside and the devil would pounce all over that and make me think that I was unworthy and maybe I wasn't good enough. And you blew it repeatedly and repeatedly over and over again, Lawrence. God's never going to put up with you. And how far from the truth that thinking was. You know what, Jeff, I think of a verse here also in Hebrews 10. It's verse 17. Can I share God's word with you? Each of us who are listening, open up your heart. Then He says, I will never again remember their sins and lawless deeds.
Oh, there's a spiritual mic drop.
Oh, yeah. Boom. Thanks. Should we leave now?
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
What a great message. Hebrews 10:17. Look it up. Tattoo it somewhere. No, I don't do it.
Go tell another show.
Go ask your mother first, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
And don't tell my mom I said that. Right. She's 88, but I bet you she'd catch me if I told her I was doing that. I will never again remember their sins and lawless deeds. Jeff, that's great news.
It's a phenomenal news.
Yeah, but imagine now help me. Jeff, but you don't know. Someone would say to you, you don't know. I've been so bad to my wife. I cheated on my spouse. I stole money from my brother. You know, like, you don't know the things I've been ripping this company off for years. Can they be forgiven, Jeff?
You know what? Absolutely. And instantly as you're talking, I'm thinking of the woman caught in adultery. Like all the townspeople, they haul her out, ready to stone her. And Christ goes, you who without sin, throw the first stone. And they all drop their stones and walk away. So it's just her and Jesus. And
where
are your accusers? There are none. Neither do I accuse you. Go and sin no more. So maybe you've messed up. It's a simple answer. You're forgiven. Go and sin no more. Just stop.
Yeah.
Like,
just stop. And start believing.
Yeah.
And start acting like your sins are really gone.
Because
that's freedom. Because they really are. How can Jeff and I get on camera and say to whoever it is that's watching all over the world, your sins are forgiven you? I'll tell you how come we can say that. On the authority of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Jeff, you highlighted it so well. It was His will. It was the will of God to take away your sin, to wash you brand new, clean, like you've never, ever sinned before. It was God's will to clean you, me, Jeff, and every one of us, like we had never sinned through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ the Lord. And His will has been accomplished. Friend, He has died on the cross for your sin, for my sin, once and for all. And whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved and have their sins forgiven. The Bible says it's just like we had never, ever sinned before. That's how complete the work is, Jeff.
I even struggle to wrap my mind around that because I go, what would it be like if I never messed up?
Yeah.
Well, I can't picture that. But just the idea that I am without blame, I am forgiven. It's like it's not there. I am washed white as snow.
It's almost hard to say at first.
It is.
It? Yeah.
I feel kind of guilty saying
right.
it. Because I know I've messed up.
Yeah.
But that's the grace of God and that ultimate will. And you know, as you were talking, I'm picturing that final moment where Christ is on the cross and he says, "It's finished."
Oh.
And I'm suddenly like hearing this. Sorry, I'm getting choked up. I'm hearing this new realization of what that means. It's finished. Your sin's done. Mm-hmm. You're not bound to it. You are free and clean.
Come on, man of God.
I'm choked up.
You know, it's good because that's what the God, that's what the true gospel does, right? There's no weight on us. You see, we're not, none of us are strong enough to carry the weight of our own sin. That's the beautiful message of the gospel of Christ. None of us. You see, all of us have sinned. All of us have blown it beyond our ability to make it all right, to make any of it right. And God says, yeah, but the will of my Father is that I would come in, said Jesus, and take your sins upon me and die on a cross and make full payment, paid in full. Go write the exam. Well, what's our exam? Well, one day we're going to stand in the pearly gates, as it will, right? When God calls us and there's going to be an examination. Do you pass the exam? And I got some great news. You, like me, those of you, like Jeff and I, who have trusted in the finished work, the "it is finished" work of Jesus Christ on the cross, there's going to be a receipt given you. Like Leno was given a receipt for his schooling. Like you've been given a receipt for so many things you bought. God's going to give us a receipt for our sins and say, guess what? Paid in full. Thank you very much. Welcome to your reward because you put your trust in the finished work of Jesus Christ. Now, come on. That's the gospel of Jesus Christ. And what a good message it is. It,
very much so. If you're watching this and you're going, I've heard this before.
Yeah.
Great. Wonderful. Be encouraged by it. Be reminded of the goodness of it. And share this with somebody else. Somebody who needs to hear about the forgiving salvation of Christ and what it truly means to be blemish free, to have their sins paid for in full. It's done. It's over. You're clean. You're taken care of.
How sweet it is. So many things. What could we share with them? Do this. Go to Hebrews chapter 10. Read verse 22. 10:22. Let us go right into the presence of God with sincere hearts, fully trusting him. For our guilty consciences have been sprinkled with Christ's blood to make us clean. There you have it. That's the good news. Our sins are gone once and for all.
Such a great way to finish the episode. Well, we are out of time. I think we could easily go for another one, but that's all we've got. Thanks so much for being here. Let us know what you thought of this episode, some of the past episodes.
Sure.
You can contact us on our website, on maybe our Facebook page, and just say hi, comment on YouTube. And if you got a question, maybe there's a show topic you want, let us know. We're happy to explore that with you, and we'll catch you next week on New Every Day.
God bless you.
Catch a new episode of New Every Day every Friday morning at neweveryday.tv. We're also on Roku, Kodi, Plex, YouTube, Google Play Music Podcasts, and Facebook. Or if you're in Southern California, tune in every Sunday morning at 6:30 on KBVB-TV Channel 33, television for the high desert.